USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's official. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem is now open on a day that President Trump is calling a great day for Israel, as it also celebrates its 70th anniversary. But nearby, the death toll is rising. In the Palestinian territories, protesters are clashing with Israeli security. About 40 Palestinians are reportedly dead. Over 1,500 are wounded. Palestinians see the embassy move as a sign the U.S. is backing Israeli rule over the entire city. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin in Jerusalem for the ceremonies tells Fox News.
President Trump absolutely wants peace in the Middle East, and that's also his objective. So the issue here is, with every other country in the world, we recognize having the embassy in their capital, and this is the capital.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Allyn. Let's talk about your health. There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Nutritionists have debated this for years, but luckily there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus from our friends at Purity Products. I take it, and I love it, because it combines ultra-pure fish oil for your heart and krill oil for your joints together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful it can promote your cardiovascular health in ways your doctor will love. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just 7 days, so you will feel better, guaranteed. Purity is so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, they want to send you a free bottle to put it to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both, and now it's free. Just pay a little shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now, 1-800-399-6392. That's 800-399-6392. Call now, 800-399-6392.
As we told you moments ago, a new U.S. embassy is officially open for business in Jerusalem after it was officially opened by the U.S. Ambassador David Friedman earlier. Ceremonies are continuing, and moments ago, the gathering heard from President Trump in a recorded message.
This city and this entire nation is a testament to the unbreakable spirit of the Jewish people. The United States will always be a great friend of Israel and a partner in the cause of freedom and peace. We wish Ambassador Friedman good luck as he takes up his office in this beautiful Jerusalem embassy, and we extend a hand in friendship to Israel, the Palestinians, and to all of their neighbors. May there be peace. May God bless this embassy. May God bless all who serve there, and may God bless the United States of America. Thank you.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
We've been seeing the largest increase in gasoline prices since Hurricane Harvey struck last year. John Clemens has more.
The national average has increased almost 7 cents over the past week. Patrick DeHaan is with Gas Buddy.
Well, nationally, the U.S. is looking at $2.87 for a gallon of gasoline. That's up close to 7 cents in the last week. That's up about 51 cents versus last year.
I'm John Clemens.
Meanwhile, U.S. production of oil is surging, so oil prices have fallen back from last week's 3.5-year highs. International benchmark Brent crude is now down 47 cents a barrel to $76.65. West Texas Intermediate crude is off 29 cents. It's largely because U.S. drillers have put 11 more rigs to work in just the past week, bringing the total number of rigs working to 844, and that's the most since March of 2015. And an asteroid the size of the Statue of Liberty is set to fly past the Earth tomorrow. Asteroid 2010 WC9 expected to pass us at half the distance to the Moon. Astronomers say few objects that size are seen passing so close to us, but the asteroid doesn't present any risk to the planet. Astronomers discovered it in 2010, but then lost it for 8 years, till it popped up on their radar screens again just earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.